friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
What's going on here? Is it a great big beginning of something, or is it just an opportunity that presented itself twice this week? Browns have made another trade. Greg Newsome being traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. By the way, can I just throw this in that I haven't heard yet?
Geno?
Are you really going to try and make the team that you have their number one pick next year better?
It's a good point.
Think about that one.
Yeah.
You just made a trade with the team who you already have their number one for next year. So you're probably not trying to make them better, are you?
That's a great point.
Thanks.
We didn't even contemplate that in our early morning meeting.
I wanted to spring it on you right here live on the air.
It's a very well thought out platform you have there, Mr.
Phelps. That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Do you really want to get that team better?
No.
Exactly.
Did we make the Bengals better?
Maybe.
Is that what we're about? I don't think that. I just don't feel like.
See, that's the thing. You either made the Bengals better.
This isn't Charlie Finley selling off the A's.
I don't think so either.
No.
That's Andy. I'm Jeff. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. Join us, 216-474-0092. We have a lot of big namers coming up in the show today, Andy.
Oh, do we ever. DeCostas is going to join us. He's our Odyssey Sports betting insider. Although, have you heard his commercials? He's
very calm in the commercials.
Yes, it's like Nick Costas light in his commercials.
Yeah, and then he gets on with us and he's boom, baby.
He is high-powered energy, man. If you need a Red Bull, he is the Red Bull of radio for you. Daryl Ryder, 1120, breaks down all of the happenings with the Browns. Mike Florio gives us a national perspective.
Yeah, baby.
Pro Football Talk. He's got a book, Big Shield.
Big.
Got to talk about that. And Charles Robinson, super friend of the show.
Oh, wow.
Yahoo Sports Podcast, YouTube show. Inside coverage with Andrew Siciliano.
So there's a double whammy right there.
I know. Look at that. Look at the guests that Menigan books. He is outstanding.
Browns have traded, as we've heard it all morning, Greg Newsome and a sixth round pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguar.
For Tyson Campbell and a seventh.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does this mean? Trying to make some sense of it, trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing and one thing only about this. Okay? Comparable player. This one that's coming back, financially wrapped up for a number of years. At a price tag that you know what it's going to be. Who's already signed his multi-year extension.
Yep.
And has been paid a big chunk of it already by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguar.
In Greg Newsome, you have a guy who's going to be a free agent, probably, and I'm speculating here. Remember, he was the number three corner here until Martin Emerson got hurt.
Correct.
Probably going to command more on the open market than the Browns thought they should pay him. And remember, Browns have never been accused of being cheap.
No.
But being wise and being cheap are two different things. So, Andy, you've traded comparable corners. They were drafted right near each other in the same draft. Comparable corners. One of them, financially, here's what it is. We know what it is. You're under contract for a number of years. They've already paid a big chunk of your money, so we're not on the hook for it. For a guy who, I like him. We've loved having him on the show. I think he's played better this year since he moved to the outside at corner as well. But everybody was complaining about him last year. I thought undeservedly so. But a guy whose price tag will probably be a lot more than it will cost the Browns to pay Tyson Campbell.
I just feel like this deal last night, the way you presented it, I think is correct. I think it's more financial than physical. That
because you got a good corner and you give up a good corner.
It's kind of a wash on the athletic ability, isn't it?
It feels that way.
At times, you could say Campbell maybe was better or is. He's equal to or better than Greg Newsom, I think. I'm just, and this is, I mean,
very comparable.
Yeah, I don't think that it's a huge.
How about this?
It's not, here's what I, here, the bottom line on this, and I think this is where Browns fans are looking at it, is did they end up throwing, are they like just starting to trade everybody? It's not a matter of what look, it's not a matter of looking at what looks like a pretty even deal for both teams. I think Browns fans are looking at this, well, they traded Flacco one day, now Gnu's gone, who's next? That it's not about this deal in particular. It's about
trading,
what are they
people.
Thinking? Yeah, yeah, what are they thinking in the front office?
What are they thinking? Is it fair to say both of these deals this week were deals of convenience? If they truly weren't expecting to get any calls on Flacco and they didn't make any calls, and then all of a sudden they got a call and they figured out they can move.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Up some spots in the draft to trade them. Does that one make sense? I'm still a little puzzled about trading it to a team you're trying to catch.
Yeah, if you go backwards in the DeLorean, you just have to ask yourself, okay, again, why did they bring Pickett and Flacco in here if neither one of these guys is going to be here 5 weeks into the season? And again, I ask, for all the drama they have incurred here, if they wanted Sanders, they should have just taken Sanders no matter where he was. And if they wanted Gabriel, then they should have just brought in one of these guys. That's what causes the drama. That is the fuel on the fire.
Did you have to go quarterback already?
Well, I'm just saying, because we're looking at what are they doing. Well, in 2 days in a row, they've traded guys.
Yeah, but you sound like you're panicked about that.
I'm not panicked. Like, I just don't. I didn't think.
Is that the voice? That's the way your voice sounds all the time, even when you're not panicked?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe that's why my wife's yelling at me all the time. Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. I'm not yelling. What do you mean? I'm not yelling. I'm just making a point.
A little Seinfeld in there.
Yeah, I heard him. He was nasal.
He was in there.
It was almost like Jerry moved to Cleveland.
What are you doing?
Jerry moved to Cleveland. He had the Cleveland accent with him.
It might have been.
What are they doing, Jeff? What are they doing?
The Flacco trade doesn't bother me. Okay, I've explained that. The only catch with that one is this. All right, well, you are, in theory, trying to compete this year with these other teams in the division. And there's a chance you made that team better. Again, I said this yesterday. I think Joe will play better in Cincy than he played here. I think he's got better wide receivers, and that will allow him to show his arm. And if he doesn't get his head knocked off by a bad offensive line, then I think he should play better there. Is it enough to put them back on track and make the playoffs? I don't know. We'll see. I'd be surprised. But you are trying to catch them, and in theory, you just gave them their starting quarterback for the rest of this season. And then, with Jack, the trade they just made now, you swapped pretty decent corners, and you swapped with a team you have their first-round pick next year, so you want them to lose as many games as possible. So did you help them at all? Is Jacksonville trying to get out? Why did Jacksonville make the trade? Are they trying to get out of a long-term commitment to Tyson Campbell? Maybe.
Maybe these two teams actually wanted the other player back in the drafts.
Yeah.
Maybe the Browns.
Maybe Jacksonville wanted Newsom.
Yeah. Jacksonville imploded their front office before this year is a brand new front office coaching staff. So everybody who is in there who made that draft pick is out the door.
Yeah, Campbell did not.
Yeah, but that's not to say
by this regime.
There isn't somebody in their front office that wasn't around on another team that maybe wanted
But the
him.
Head decision maker, the guy who would make those draft picks, or at least the guy who would rubber stamp those draft picks, is unemployed.
Right. But the point is, why did they make the trade? I would think it might be to get out from a contract that they didn't give the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to pay him anymore. And then they can figure out, do they like Greg Newsom? Do they want to sign him? Whatever. But it is funny to me. Browns want Jacksonville to lose. Here, take a corner. We'll take yours. Just kind of a strange dynamic to me.
There's one other point to be made here, too, with making two deals in 2 days. And we talked about this for a second. Andrew Berry needs to get behind a microphone right now and talk and just say what's going on here to kind of ease the minds of, I would think, even his own locker room. Forget about the fans. To let his locker room kind of know. Because you can't tell me when guys start getting traded that people aren't looking around that room going, oh, who's next? Who's next? Who's the next guy that's going to get traded? Oh, man. Ooh, Njoku. Ooh, he could be worth something. Or Jerry Jeudy, right? I mean, they've made other trades for wide receiver or on the defensive side of the ball. You know, Denzel's name comes up all the time. I don't know why you would mess with the defense right now. I just don't know.
Well,
I understand.
You just kind of did.
I know you did a little with Geno. I get it. I don't feel like they went all in on like, oh, we're the white flag for defense. I still think our defense is pretty damn good. And they brought in a guy that was equal to or maybe even perhaps better at times than Greg Newsom. So I don't have a real problem with that. What I will have a problem with is if Kevin Stefanski has to get out there and answer all these questions again. And if the Browns want to learn one thing from the baseball team in town, they are never, ever, ever scared to talk to the media. And when your general manager doesn't pop out and talk when you start making deals, you start to wonder. And then rather than giving the media and the fans the answers you want them to know that you want to say, you let everybody speculate about what's going on. The Indians/Guardians have done this for years. And whenever there's an issue, the general manager is there to answer questions. Andrew Berry, who I like a lot, needs to step out in front of a microphone over the next couple days here and let everybody know what's going on. It wouldn't be bad for him to do it today or tomorrow, because every time he doesn't speak and they make another move, you're throwing your head coach under the bus and you're making players answer the questions for moves that you just made.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.